Public and private capital. Even when technologies are invented by the private sector, the use of new technologies usually depends on public sector investments as well. For example, cars require roads, electrical machinery requires a reliable power grid, and imported medicines in the poorest countries require public sector hospitals and clinics. If the government is not holding up its end of the deal by making the needed public investments, then the private sector will not be able to make profitable private investments in new technologies. Thus, a failed state or a bankrupt government that can't pay for public investments can result in a technologically stagnant private sector as well. Adaptation to local ecology. Many technologies work right out of the box, irrespective of the local physical environment. Many, however, require significant adaptation to local biophysical conditions. Agronomic practices, public health methodologies, construction methods and materials, infrastructure design, all must adapt international practices to local conditions. That translation often requires significant local investments, most notably when the new technologies have arisen in one ecological zone, for example, the temperate zone of the United States, Europe, or Japan, and must be adapted for another, for example, the tropics. A poor country, alas, may not be able to muster the local investments to adapt international technologies to local needs. Economic development, therefore, requires that each economy overcome four hurdles. There must be adequate domestic saving, a competitive export sector that can earn the foreign exchange needed to pay for imported technology, a financially strong government that can finance needed infrastructure, roads, power, and clinics to complement private sector investment, and the local ability to adapt international technologies to local ecological conditions and needs. Countries can be trapped at a low level of economic development because they lack adequate domestic saving, are not competitive in exports, cannot finance public sector investments, or lack the ability to adapt international technologies to local needs. Climbing the development ladder. To see how economic growth can actually be achieved, it's useful to trace the progression of economic development through four basic stages, each stage representing a higher level of income and development than the preceding one. The progression is from a subsistence economy, to a commercial economy, to an emerging market economy, to a technology-based economy. Each stage represents a higher level of well-being and higher level of capital per person. Consider first a subsistence economy, characterized by low agricultural productivity, poor coverage of public services and infrastructure, and a small amount of exports, all concentrated in a narrow range of primary agricultural commodities, for example, horticulture, raw cotton and yarns, and so forth. In such an economy, living standards are near subsistence, even below. There is little margin for saving, since income must be used for basic needs. Without private saving, there is little or no private investment. There is also very little opportunity for government to collect taxes, since the population is so poor. As a result, there is little public investment. Infrastructure is lacking. There are few roads, an inadequate power grid, especially in rural areas, and limited access to safe drinking water and sanitation. As explained in previous chapters, one of the few things that grows is the human population, so each succeeding generation actually has less farmland per person than the preceding generation. Average income levels per person is on the order of $300. Many economies remain stuck in the poverty trap of subsistence farming, while others experience economic development. In the places that break out of poverty, it may be that local agronomic conditions are sufficiently favorable that even poor farm families are able to save for the future, and governments are able to mobilize tax revenues for public investments. Perhaps a technological breakthrough, a green revolution in agriculture, raises farm yields to the point where smallholders can save and accumulate capital. It may be that the economy has access to other resources, oil earnings, foreign aid, tourism, that enable it to save and invest beyond the stage of subsistence farming. It may be that the economy is proximate enough to a richer neighbor, that the neighbor's infrastructure and market demand can provide the jobs and income needed for growth. With sufficient saving and investment, the government builds roads, a power grid, an effective port, and at least a basic education and health system. The private sector achieves increased productivity and carries out increased investments in export-oriented activities. Agricultural exports include cash crops, spices, beverages, meat products, fibers. Manufacturing exports might include processed agricultural commodities, cotton-based fabrics, confectionaries, ethanol, as well as labor-intensive assembly operations, apparel, shoes and other leather goods, electronics assembly. Typically, the export sectors benefit from various kinds of imported technologies, machinery, technical know-how, process improvements.